to fun with Alex and Trey experimenting. Listen up, it's time to learn some stuff about our nation. Aeration.
Did you know that blue-green algae is toxic to aquatic and animal life?
Yeah, I've heard of blue-green algae before. Did you know that blue-green algae can give you a bad rash or give humans bad illnesses?
We'd like to keep plants alive, and here's how we want you to do it.
Every month, after you've paid all your bills and bought groceries, we want you to save your money.
After you've saved enough money, we need you to buy an aerator.
Not only can an aerator save your plants, it can also make lakes and ponds safe to swim in.
No, really, we need you to do this. The lives of many species alike depend on it.
Aerators can be as simple as a screw on a faucet part, or it can be an engine-powered boat that pushes oxygen into the lake or pond and eliminates blue-green algae.
Blue-green algae is a danger to all things underwater because it blocks the flow of oxygen.
In conclusion, we need plants to stay alive, and we can't help that if we can't use our aerator tanks to feed oxygen into open water to cure our plants.
The plants help animals to survive, and the animals help us survive.
Contribute to the cause by buying an aerator for our local lake. Thank you. So if you decide that you want to help with this problem and you want to buy an aerator, these are some ways that you can save money to buy one.
One way is you don't need to buy like 50 bags of Cheetos every week. You can save aerator. Once, like, the screw-on faucet ones were like 250, or no, that's like the bigger ones, but the real big ones are like $2,000. So if you want to really help, you can buy those, but that's going to be a hassle.
So another way that you could save money to get an aerator is you could do like a lemonade stand or something, or if you're interested in it, you could come up with some other sort of way to raise money for an aerator.